running back up to speed?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't met him yet. He's en route, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes when he gets here. You know, obviously you have the physical that he has to go through with our medical staff, but looking forward to working with Kristen. And, really like him as a player. Liked him coming out of A&M. I think he's definitely dynamic. And once again, I think we'll probably better question for tomorrow.
Will he be able to practice today, Mike, or does the timing of everything not really?
It's a better question for tomorrow. I mean, once again, he's just arriving and going through the process. So if it works out, we may get him down on the field for some, you know, limited work. But I think you have to be practical in the fact that he's been traveling this morning.
Do you expect it to be similar to when you brought in Niall Davis, where you know, you expect to take a little bit of time?
Definitely. I mean, he's played a lot of football, so I mean, he's a veteran. So I look for the transition to be pretty seamless. There'll be some carryover, like there always is, from you know his prior experiences, and you know once again, it's just really about language and understanding you know what we're doing, and just like any new player, you work them in packages. So and that'll be our approach.
And Mike, what you like about him?
Dynamic football player. I love his running style. You know, and once again, he's productive. His ability to get in and out of breaks. You know, I think the one thing I know best about him is just the way he's able to change direction and explode on the second, third cut. So I think he's a good fit for us.
Any concern for how he fits into the locker room?
That's really part of the process. So we got great culture in there, and we're looking forward to welcome to our football team and him being part of that culture.
How much does your history play a role in that? I mean, you played the Seahawks a few times. I'm sure you watched him a bunch on film, whether it's scouting Seattle or just...
It's really a personnel evaluation. I mean, this really has nothing to do with him coming from Seattle. This is a personnel acquisition that, you know, frankly, Ted brought it to me during practice yesterday. Or, you know, the last segment of practice, we call it a unit drill, and... where we're just going against, you know, the offense is working against the offense and just doing different things. And obviously you have to make the, you know, the transaction before 3 o'clock. So we talked it through and I think it was definitely the right decision. So I'm excited to work with him.
Hey, Mike, if there is a knock on that said he doesn't always need to play the right way, how found do you have, I mean, some of the coaches have said that before. How do you make sure that he understands? Is that part of
that? I look at all that. To me, that's a positive because the fact that he's played in this league, he's obviously comes from an outstanding program in Seattle. So you know he's well coached, he's talented, he's experienced. You know, you just go back to Texas A&M, you know, Beaumont, Texas, you know, all those things. So those are all. You know, part of his past experience, and you know he'll come here, and we have a way we do things, and he'll be given an opportunity to do it. So yeah, I'm not going to rely on you know information from comments or you know or a scouting report from his college days or a pro report from his days in Seattle.
This is getting way ahead of ourselves here, but just how much could he help you as a play caller? You went from having no quote true running backs a few weeks ago to having two now with James and Kristen Pasol.
Well, you know, let's just get him here first and get him acclimated. So, you know, as far as game planning and things like that, you know, we work the game planner. I'm more focused on getting Ty Montgomery's reps, you know, right today based on him, you know, missing practice yesterday being sick. So it'll be good to have Ty out there. And really, these are questions for down the road, I think.
Mike, as you look ahead to the Redskins, obviously their tight end production has been pretty dynamic this season. Had a nice game against you in the playoffs last year. How can he disrupt that timing between quarterback and tight end? They're big bodies. They're hard to move off their spot. But what can he do to disrupt that?
Excellent question. I think anytime you know you attack the middle of the field, and obviously from the tight end position, you know it's the closest location to do it, the body type and so forth. So yeah, absolutely, you want to break that time clock, and particularly in the drop back phase of the passing game. They do a great job of getting the ball, obviously, in the action passing game, too. So it's just, you know, once again, staying true to your technique fundamentals. And, you know, it's definitely a focus because he's definitely a matchup challenge.
Mike, what makes Josh Norman so effective, do you
excellent football player. I love his demeanor. I like the way he plays the game. You know, he's long-armed. He's aggressive. You know, he does a great job of playing with vision to the quarterback, and that's what the you know, the guys that can make plays on the ball do. So instinctive. He never worked with him. Don't know anybody has worked with him. As far as the details of that, but I would say he's a grinder in the film area. He seems like his recognition and instincts is very high.
Demaryius didn't practice yesterday. Did he have a setback?
I'm sorry.
Demaryius Randall didn't practice yesterday. Was that a
setback? No, just kind of where he is. I mean, it's once again, these guys are all on a schedule. There's a protocol and targets that they're trying to hit. So based on how they move through that and progress, by the end of the week is. Whatever happened on, step number one, to get to two or get to three, so he's moving along.
Matthews on course to get back?
Hope so. He had a good work day yesterday, so we'll see how much Clay does today. That'll obviously be a big indicator.
Hey, Mike, how do you get more production out of the pass rush?
Well, favorable down and distance always helps, so you got to stop the run. I mean, we say that every week. So, stopping a run and taking advantage of the one-on-one matchups. I think like anything in pass protection, it's a philosophy that from an offensive standpoint you hold true to. You try to create as many two-on-ones, three-on-twos as you possibly can. And at the end of the day, as far as how we go about it, you want to get those one-on-one opportunities. But when you do, you got to win. You got to win and get the quarterback off the spot.
What happened to Don Jackson?
Don Jackson, unfortunate. We were in a team period yesterday, and it was kind of an outside zone play, and he made a hard cut back on play, and he had a knee injury. So unfortunate. What a fine young man. So he has a bright future.
How did Jared Cook get through his first full participation?
Jared Cook looked good yesterday. So excited to see how much he does today. I thought Jared practiced well yesterday.
Mike, at this point in the season, what are your expectations with your rookies? You're halfway through, a little more than halfway through, and I know you don't really consider them rookies. In reality, it's their first year. Where should they be? Are they where you want them to be at this point?
You're talking about the rookie class? I would think if you stopped today, you'd feel good about where our rookie class is today. I mean, hey, from participation. So the fact that they have been in position to have opportunities and continue to grow. So I think that it's definitely been a positive for the contribution from our rookie class. But like you said, I think the fact that at this point in the year, they're not rookies anymore. So it's time to close the gap between, the inexperienced and the experienced players of our team. And we need to take a step forward in, just our quality of play.
Still perimeter guys, your receiving group has had some really high production. How do you separate? Is it real production, or is it just because you've thrown the ball a lot of high number times?
Well, I think, once again, statistics are important. Obviously, our attempts are way up, but let's be honest. How are people playing us? What's going on the video? I mean, we're being challenged aggressively, as far as coverage schemes. So it's definitely real production. So you look at the game in Tennessee, I understand what the final score was, but there was a point there in the third quarter, I think about the 7-minute mark, we clearly thought we were back in the game and going to get it to one score. And, the production that we were having as an offense was a big part of that. So and they didn't back off scheme-wise. I mean, they were as aggressive in the fourth quarter as they were in the first quarter. So it's definitely real production.